Thank you for the hold. My name's Mercedes, the supervisor on the floor. How may I help you?
I can put you on hold for 1 second. I'm sorry, just a minute.
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Hi, is this Cindy?
Yes, it is.
Hi, this is Cindy.
Yes? Correct. Yes, he is. He's a pilot, so he probably couldn't answer his phone. So yeah, he's confirmed. He'll he'll be there. Yep. Correct. Thank you very much.
Bye bye. Hello.
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here.
Okay. So I was charged on December 27th, $49.89 charge. It says Ultra Health Reshape Life or something like that. I have no idea what it's for.
Okay, yes, ma'am. May I please have your first and last name?
Cynthia Marshall.
Yes, ma'am, and thank you for the information. And just to verify that the agent sent over the right person, may you please verify your address for me?
100 Commonwealth Avenue, Massapequa, New York.
Yes, ma'am, and thank you for that. I do say this started on December 27th. Do you remember any surveys coming to your phone saying that you won a Dyson vacuum and all you had to do was pay like $1 for shipping and handling?
No. As a matter of fact, my bank, you know, the credit card company canceled my card because they said that this was also fraud.
Yes, ma'am.
So, no, I don't remember doing that.
Yes, ma'am. Do you think anybody in your household could have done the subscription for the free gift?
No.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Because what had happened was if a order was placed through that survey, it was you want a free chance to be entered into a contest. And within the contest entry, it came with a subscription to a meal plan. And that's what this $49.89 charge is. But I will go ahead and file this.
A meal plan? So what does it have to do with a Dyson vacuum cleaner?
Yes, ma'am. To the terms and the conditions, it said that you want a chance to be entered into a contest for the Dyson vacuum. But within the contest entry, it came with a subscription to a meal plan.
You know what? Whatever company this is, they really better, like, watch what they're doing here. Because that's really, like, it's crazy. One has nothing to do with the other. You know what I'm saying? That,
okay.
You know, anyway, I just need to I don't want to be charged. I want no part of it. Just cancel it. Like I said, they canceled my credit card already.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I will go ahead and file this as fraud for you. May you please verify your email address for me?
cindy.construction@gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am. They have that on file as well. And the last verification I need is the phone number.
My phone number, 516-541-4234.
Okay, yes, ma'am. They have that as well. So I will go ahead and file this as fraud for you. I'd just like for you to be aware that all cases of fraud are forwarded over for a pending investigation. As long as you're sure that no one in your household or no one that you know placed the original order, I will proceed with the claim. Yes, ma'am.
Please do. Is there a confirmation number?
Yes, ma'am. I will get you a cancellation number as well.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Do your bank have a dispute going with this charge?
I'm not sure. They told me that this charge came through and they wouldn't accept it.
Yes,
okay?
Ma'am.
So they asked me if I wanted to cancel the card, and I said absolutely. So they canceled the card. I'm not sure if the bank also has a case with this. They said they didn't accept it, but meanwhile it's on my card.
Yes, ma'am. So is it on hold for them to look into it?
Let me ask you a question. Do they charge you that every month?
Yes, ma'am. It is on
hold. Oh, well, that's what happened. They charged me again in January. This is ridiculous. Are you showing me charged in December and January?
No, ma'am. I just see the December charge on December 27th. They declined the charge on January 26th. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yeah, so I want this off, definitely.
Okay, yes, ma'am. If it's a way that if you're, let me see, with you not knowing if the charge is on hold, let's see if it'll go through. Okay, yes, ma'am. So the $49.89 will go back into your account in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
And yes, ma'am, in just a second, I'm going to have a cancellation number available
Thank
for you as well. Okay, yes, ma'am. So I do have that cancellation number available for you. It's
okay.
C as in Charlie.
C as in Charlie.
920.
Mm-hmm.
331.
531. 528.
528.
C as in Charlie,
920-331-52
or 58, did you say?
528.
Oh,
528.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, great.
Thank you very much.
Can I help you with?
That's it.
Okay, yes, ma'am. And thank you for calling customer support. You have a great evening.
Thank you.